what I go back to of my earliest instincts is I want my art to uplift you. I want it to be a refuge. And there's so much political art, which is fine. And some of it's very, very good. But I want my work to be a refuge. I want it to be someplace you can go to get away from the inequity that we are constantly being bombarded with and the cruelty of modern life. So I want to make a refuge. And that's about all I can say. And then within that, I have so many different sources that are constantly bubbling up and recombining that I can't even begin to generalize. So I've been painting flowers for almost 40 years. I started in the late 80s doing almost exclusively flowers. And I want to paint them as well as I can. And I bought some flowers at the farmer's market this morning that I'll paint this afternoon if I'm not too tired. But I feel like they can tell a story without the story being too didadactic. I mean, I hate it when people say, oh, well, whatever you see is the content of the art. And really, that shouldn't be the case. I mean, there really should be something that is an agreed upon content. But that's a little bit the way I feel, which is I don't want to lecture you, but I want to seduce you.